The climate or energy and jobs? The Northern Territory government says it can have both, but climate experts beg to differ. The government today announced the lifting of its moratorium on fracking, dismaying environmentalists and climate scientists. The big gas companies are delighted. And while the resumption of exploration is still some months away, it says the shale gas resources in the Northern Territory are worth the wait. But climate experts are warning offsets promised by the Territory government for the emissions produced by the industry can't be delivered. Here's reporter Jacqueline Breen.
When Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner announced this morning that the moratorium on fracking would be lifted, he said he knew many people had been hoping for a different decision. One person who wasn't was Matt Doman from the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association.
We welcome this decision after a near two-year delay in activity in the Northern Territory to lift this moratorium and enable the benefits of the investment that we plan to flow.
Exploration for onshore gas in the Northern Territory came crashing to a halt 2 years ago when the Gunner Labor government came to power and put an immediate moratorium on fracking. Earlier this year, the scientific panel commissioned by the government to investigate the controversial gas extraction technique concluded that the associated risks could be mitigated if all 135 of its recommendations for tighter regulations were implemented in full. Today, Michael Gunner committed to doing so and lifted the moratorium. Matt Doman from APA says the right decision has been made.
People have supported the moratorium and the inquiry process to be sure that the settings are right for the territory. That process has occurred, and I think many people now are looking forward to the activity that we've promised for so long being able to occur.
The big players with interests in Northern Territory gas fields welcomed the announcement. Origin Energy was partway through exploratory drilling in the Beetaloo sub-basin southeast of Katherine when the moratorium was called. Today, in a statement, the company said it planned to resume work as soon as possible. Santos has called it a great outcome and hopes to start exploration in the nearby MacArthur Basin by the end of this year. Before any further exploration takes place, there must be 6 months of monitoring for baseline methane concentrations. No gas production can take place before baseline assessments of groundwater resources. Matt Doman again.
We think that's a sensible recommendation. We need to build the knowledge of the water resources and the broader environment before we move into the large-scale production phase. That's 2 or 3 years away, so it enables plenty of time for those studies to be conducted, and we certainly support that.
Although many small to medium businesses hope to benefit from the industry's expansion, there remains strong and deep opposition to fracking in the territory, including from many in the tourism and pastoral sectors. Petrina Ariston runs an Indigenous tourism business in Katherine, not far from the basins in question. She's worried about the government's capacity to monitor the industry and the climate implications of developing it.
Our tourist season was going to get smaller. Because like last year, when it even started to get even hotter than 30, the grey nomads were coming. They said, oh, it's getting hot. And so straight away then they're going to start leaving. And within a week, they're gone because it's too hot.
Her concerns are echoed by Professor Will Steffen from the Climate Council.
This is extremely disappointing. I think it goes exactly against what we need to do to tackle the climate change challenge effectively. The challenge is very well known. We know that we have to get out of fossil fuels. The time period for using gas as a transition fuel is way past. We've got to get emissions of all fossil fuels down really, really quickly.
He's not convinced by the Territory Government's promise to work with the Commonwealth to offset all additional greenhouse gas emissions from fracking in the NT. He says the government's offered no detail as to how it might be done.
And I think the fact that the Scientific Committee has not gone into that is an indication that you actually really cannot find any viable offset methodologies for this. We are basically facing a climate emergency in that to keep climate change below 2 degrees, to safeguard the climate in any sort of livable way for our children and grandchildren, we actually have to get out of fossil fuels.
Professor Will Steffen from the Climate Council, Jacqueline Breen with our report.